Between October and March, Flat Earth Archaeology from Cabot was at a site near Rupel Road in western Fayetteville. The project was prompted by the city's plans to relocate a portion of North Rupel Road to align with the existing intersection on West Mount Comfort Road. Last night, at a meeting of the Cocoa Sea chapter of the Arkansas Archaeological Society, a team of archaeologists discussed what they've unearthed. A few hours before that presentation, project manager Eric Mills, crew chief Lindsay Ballou, and field director Pritam Chowdhury came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the project. Eric began the conversation by providing a timeline of the archaeological research that's been conducted at the site.
Initially, there was an archaeological survey of the area, so that was conducted by another company. And based on those findings, they recommended additional testing or avoidance. And so avoidance was not an option for this project. And so what ultimately happened is we were hired to conduct the archaeological testing. And Pritam worked on that project. And that project, the field work, happened in late 2014 for the testing. And then based on the results of the testing, that involved excavation of 4 1-by-1-meter test units placed throughout the, at that time, the right-of-way and within the limits, which included most of the site and part of a couple of other sites as well that were proximal to the particular site that we're working on, which is 3WA-235.
If you get
catchy,
technical.
Yeah, that's good.
But out by where they want to extend Rupel Road is the idea.
Yes, so the official title is widening and relocation of Rupel Road from West Starry Night View to West Mount Comfort Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on our, we had high artifact density. We also excavated a few shovel tests as part of that to test whether or not the site extended on the opposite side of the creek. Had very dense artifact counts and from that project. And based on that, we recommended that the site should either be avoided or mitigated. And so what we're doing on this project is a mitigation. So it's a complete data recovery of the artifacts within the site, within the right-of-way. And so after the 2014 testing, our client and the city of Fayetteville determined that they wanted to narrow the right-of-way. And so that limited the impacts to the site, and it also limited the amount subject to mitigation. And so what we ended up with was approximately 0.28 acres of the site within the right-of-way that we excavated by hand and then followed up with mechanical excavation or mechanical stripping, and then 2 trenches that will be the approximate location of retaining walls on the side of an existing, on the east and west sides respectively of an existing berm.
So trying to keep the site somewhat intact, but taking out the important artifacts that...
Well, we are completely, essentially we're destroying the site within the right-of-way, but we're destroying it in an archaeological way. Yes,
in an archaeological,
so archaeological is a destructive
It's
science.
A salvage in a sense.
Okay.
So we are very precise and we take a lot of notes. So whenever we start, we set up a grid across the site using GPS, and we dig in 2-meter by 2-meter units that each get a letter and a number. And we take notes. We dig in 10 centimeter levels, one level at a time. We recover all artifacts. So we dig and we screen the soil so we can get even the little things out. And we keep all of them. We curate all of them. They'll eventually be at U of A for curation, or the station up here, the archaeological station up here. But we want to find as much as we can. So we did 71 2-meter by 2-meter units across the site, starting just kind of with judgmental. So Pritam kind of was in charge of deciding where we needed to put the next one. But first, we just spread them across the site, and then kind of from there, we decide where to put the next ones. And so every level, those artifacts all get what we called a field specimen number. And I had 3 separate logs as the crew chief. keeping track of field specimen numbers for levels. We also do soil samples, which go back to the lab, so they can try to find even smaller things with even finer mesh, like seeds. And then we also took some radiocarbon, some items that look like they might be good for radiocarbon samples, and so that had a separate log. So there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of note-keeping. We had 21 archaeologists and 7 teams, so there were 3 archaeologists per each unit, so we could have 7 units open at a time. Every time they finish a level, they fill out a form on a tablet with as many details, because we can't remember it all later, right? So we need to record as much as we can now, because we're destroying the information as we go, you know? So it's kind of a catch-22, but it means there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of note-taking.
Very organized is what it sounds like.
Very organized, very meticulous.
Yes, yes.
Because we want to be able to look, and for future, you know, if there's grad students maybe in the future who want to look at these collections, because like I said, they're going to be curated, so they'll be accessible for researchers in the future, and they need to be able to make sense of what we did and what we found and be able to tie in this bag of artifacts with where it was in the field.
So what are some of the things that you found?
We found a lot. The site was pretty dense with artifacts. Maybe the final count will end up in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, probably close to 300,000, it looks like.
So we found some very interesting things. This site and the data that's been recovered for it will probably be really important to the people of Fayetteville and the people of Arkansas for a very long time. We found artifacts ranging from as old as 10,500 years ago all the way up to, say, the historic era, say, in the early 20th century. The vast majority of the artifacts that we found were prehistoric. Mostly, they were interrelated to stone tools or refuse that might be related to stone tool manufacturing. Our primary interpretation of the site right now, based upon what we found, is that this location was an attractive location for quarrying chert or stone tool raw material for the purposes of tool making, and the site more than likely was used as a temporary camp rather than being a long-term habitation, just due to its location in the landscape, where it's very close to the active stream channel.
When we say thousands of artifacts, so that doesn't mean like thousands of arrow points, right? So we count even the byproducts of stone tool production as artifacts. So they'll start, when they want to make a tool, they start with a large rock, right, or large cobble, and break it flake by flake and take rock flakes off of this big rock. I'm probably not describing this very well.
No, but that makes sense.
And so we want to collect all of that, every flake, and you can tell by the flake, you can see if a rock's been broken just naturally by shattering or if it's been intentionally hit with a harder rock or with deer antler, you know, the different tools they might use. So we want to count every single little flake.
Oh.
And we screen through quarter inch mesh because we want to get even the little things, because that's really useful to us. It may not be as exciting to the public, you know, thousands of flakes, but to us, that's great because we know that they were really active here. They did a lot of tool making at this spot, and it really helps us to interpret what's going on.
I've heard people just anecdotally guess about what you guys were going to find. I think one of the things was like Civil War era things. Anything from the Civil War there?
So there is a small Civil War component because Mount Comfort Church across the road, that's actually the current building is the third Mount Comfort Church. The second one was excavated in 91 through 93, and was on that same plot of land. And the second Mount Comfort Church was used as a hospital during the Civil War. Jerry Hilliard, one of the archaeologists up here, did some great work. And like I said, they invited some of the public to come excavate as part of Arkansas Archaeology Week activities from 91 to 93. So, I mean, there were soldiers in the area, we know that, and we did find it, some like buttons, small things like that, that we are pretty sure, which our lab is still processing artifacts, and they're great at locating information, and they can look at the designs on buttons and things like that and kind of narrow down date ranges. But it does look like there were some things that were probably related to the Civil War. Not a huge component,
sure. But the rock, the quarry, and the stone making seems to be the biggest component, right?
Right.
And the oldest, from what you found?
Mm-hmm.
The San Patrice, probably?
Yeah. We had a couple of points, San Patrice variety St. John's, and then also we had one Dalton point also. Now, those point styles both date back about 10,500 to 9,500 years old. And so at that time, you know, Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas was quite a bit different. We're talking about at the end of the last ice age. So a lot of the plants and animals and things like that that you'd see would be quite different at that time.
So what's next for you guys, or what's next for that site? I mean, I guess you've got the stuff out so the city can move forward with the project, but if that site's so dense, do you want to keep exploring out? Because there's more land out there.
Our project is limited to what is within the right-of-way, and the rest of that property, it's important to note, is private property, and the portion of the site within the right-of-way has been fully excavated. There is absolutely no need to visit that site, and of course, we hope that everyone will respect the rights of the private landowners in the area. But yes, we have just wrapped the field work wrapped in March. Mm-hmm. So we produced a management summary, which is essentially a fairly thorough document that summarizes our work and ensures and shows that we met the stipulations of the agreement that we had as we started this project. It's a treatment plan and a memorandum of agreement. So that is now under review by tribal stakeholders, the state, and our client, and the highway department has reviewed it as well. So once that document has been approved by all consulting parties and signatories to the memorandum of agreement, then ultimately it was soon will follow that land will be released and construction can begin. But right now we're still on hold for that. And then within the next year we'll produce the final report. So our lab will be working full time for many months processing the remaining artifacts just to kind of put the artifact density in maybe a more digestible framework. For the management summary, we documented artifacts through our field day, November 7th. So we started on October 16th. So in basically 3 weeks, the lab cataloged just shy of 83,000 artifacts. And 1.5% of that was historic, and the remaining was prehistoric, predominantly lithic, except for a very few artifacts. But so that does provide some degree of context regarding the artifact density and how much that was being produced on a daily basis by our very talented and committed crew out there.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about the project.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
That was Eric Mills, Lindsay Ballou, and Pritam Chowdhury speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday at the Carver Center for Public Radio.